Okay, our friends. So we are zooming in to Easter. It's just a few days away. And I don't know if you've caught any bunnies or seen any wandering around here, but if you have, then you might appreciate today's story. And so today's story is actually a Lego story. It's called An Extra Special Easter. It was written by Matt Huntley, illustrated by Jason May. We'll put pictures up on Instagram, and we will put up a link to the book on our affiliates page through Amazon. So if you are interested in getting this book, you can get it and read along with us. But before we get started, it's time for our patron shout out. So if you would like a shout out, there's a good way to get it. You can join our Patreon going to www.patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. You can join our team, be part of our support, join the family, and then you will get exclusive perks and fun stuff and direct contact with us and also a shout out. Like our friend Griffin, his mom, Molly, messaged me and she was like, he loves Lego. And I said, so does Philip.
Like Gryffindor.
Yeah, like Gryffindor, yeah. Exactly. And so today's story is for Griffin. We hope that you have a great time listening, Griffin. And let's get on with the story. Today's story is read by Mommy and
Eustace Clarence Scrub.
Eustace Clarence Scrub. And
Daddy.
Daddy's here too today. It's the three of us on the couch. So let's get right down to it. No?
Nope isn't here.
It's Eustace. Mm-hmm. And Mommy and Daddy. Are you ready, Eustace? Mm-hmm. Excellent. One warm, sunny day, Duncan stepped out of his house and smiled. Flowers were blooming. Tomorrow was Easter. And that was Duncan's favorite day of the year.
This is going to be the best Easter ever, he announced. I need to get ready.
Duncan started decorating his home with garlands of fresh flowers. Next was planning the town egg hunt. Do you know people hunt for eggs on Easter? Yeah, okay. And of course, he had to dust off his bunny costume. Duncan was so excited to watch his neighbor prepare. It was possible that his neighbor liked Easter even more than he did. His neighbor was the Easter Bunny. Yeah, can you imagine? But something was odd. The Easter Bunny's carrot-shaped house was quiet. There should have been piles of colorful eggs and baskets of flowers on her lawn, ready to be delivered. But Duncan didn't even hear the whir of the egg painting machine. He went over there to make sure nothing was wrong. Uh-oh, something's wrong. In the picture, we can see what it is. When the Easter Bunny opened the door, she didn't look happy. And she was using a crutch.
Is everything okay? Duncan asked.
I'm afraid not, the Easter Bunny admitted. I was doing my hopping exercises this morning, and I hurt my foot. I can't get my eggs ready, and there's no way I can deliver my baskets tomorrow. I don't think there will be an Easter this year.
Okay, well, this is a tragedy. Yeesh. Yeah. Yeesh. Duncan.
He's so angry. Yeesh.
Duncan couldn't believe his ears.
There has to be something we can do, he said.
The Easter Bunny shrugged sadly. But then she had an idea. Maybe you could help. You could finish my eggs and deliver them. You could be the Easter Bunny this year. You even have a nifty bunny suit.
Duncan didn't know what to say. This was a very important job. Could he do it?
I can do it,
he declared.
At least, I think I can.
That took him a whopping 3 seconds to consider.
I think I can. Precisely. Remember that story?
I feel like he can do it if he tries, right?
That would be a great help. The Easter Bunny looked relieved. Let's get you started. Duncan followed her as she limped into her backyard.
Oh, she has to limp? Poor girl.
This is the egg painting machine,
the Easter Bunny said, pushing a button. The big machine started to hum.
Over there are the baskets.
Oh, this seems pretty easy, said Duncan. I'll take care of everything for you. Don't worry.
Thank you, said the Easter Bunny. Now I need to rest my aching foot.
She went back into her house, and Duncan started to work. Can't be that hard, right? Eggs began rolling out of the machine, but it was going very slowly, and all the eggs were orange. Duncan wasn't sure what to do. He didn't want to disturb the tired bunny, but he wanted to prove that he could do this himself. Duncan cautiously pushed some buttons on the machine and turned a dial. The machine started to shake and make strange noises. The orange eggs were popping out of the machine faster and faster.
Oh no,
Duncan exclaimed.
I have to stop this.
Well, can I ask you a question right there? If you're ever left with machinery that you don't know how to operate, do you find it wise to push buttons randomly? Do you know what it means, randomly, to push buttons? Yeah, it means that you don't know what they do. You don't have any specific understanding of what might happen if you do it. So you're just pushing buttons without really knowing and having an intention behind your movements. Do you know what I mean? Okay. He pushed more buttons.
Oh, Duncan.
And turned the dial again. The machine began to make more strange noises.
Zing, 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 bonk, bonk, bonk.
Then the machine stopped rolling out eggs and started making all sorts of things. There were soccer balls and swim fins and bicycle wheels and canoe paddles. Duncan turned the dial back and forth. More items rolled off the conveyor belt. There were skis and a tent, skateboards and guitars, hats, wrenches, and a bullhorn. Finally, the machine shuddered and stopped. Great, did he break her machine?
What have I done?
Duncan said to himself.
I only made a few orange eggs and a bunch of other stuff. This isn't very Easter-y.
But he had promised that he would be the Easter Bunny this year. He had to deliver the eggs and gifts. As the sun was rising on Easter morning, Duncan brushed off his bunny costume and put it on. Then he loaded his baskets and treats onto a wagon, hooked the wagon to his scooter, and zoomed off. Duncan rode all around town, leaving gifts on people's doorsteps. When Duncan was finished, he went home and sat on his porch. He was very tired and not sure he had done a good job. He was worried that he had ruined Easter. Just then, he heard voices. Townspeople were coming down the street.
Did you deliver baskets this morning?
Asked a woman holding a swim fin.
Yes, I'm sorry,
Duncan said. He started to explain about the Easter Bunny's foot and the egg painting machine breaking down.
Sorry,
the woman said.
We wanted to thank you. I lost a fin and I needed a new one. This was the perfect gift.
These tires are just what we need to finish building our go-kart,
one boy said, and his friend nodded.
We swapped our gifts,
a happy girl said.
I always wanted a skateboard.
And I needed a new wrench,
a woman added.
We love your bunny costume, a man announced. You inspired us to make our own Easter outfits. I'm a butterfly.
And I'm a flower, his friend declared. I think it's really great that this guy's got this big fluffy pink butterfly. Okay.
This is wonderful news,
Duncan said.
I was worried that I had ruined everyone's Easter.
Ruined it? Said the woman with the wrench. You saved Easter. And I bet if we work together, we can fix the egg painting machine with my new wrench.
Oh, very smart. The townspeople cheered and went to work. They tightened bolts and adjusted pipes. They even added a giant claw to distribute baskets. They have a town claw machine. This is the dream.
It's fine.
When they were done, the egg painting machine glistened and gleamed and hummed like new. It now made colorful eggs as well as surprise gifts. All the excitement brought the Easter Bunny out of her house. After a good rest, her limp was gone and her foot was feeling much better.
Wow, she exclaimed. The egg painting machine looks great.
The townspeople took turns telling Bunny everything Duncan had done and how they'd helped fix the egg painting machine.
Thank you, Duncan, said the Easter Bunny. I knew you'd do a great job.
I thought I'd made some mistakes, Duncan said. But I guess mistakes are how we learn new ways to do things.
Wow, what a great thing to say, right? You make mistakes, but they're actually really great teachers, aren't they?
Or wait. He could have made mini prizes and put the little mini prizes in the colored eggs.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea, too, to put the presents in the eggs.
Yes, and I guess I've been delivering the same Easter treats for years, said the Easter Bunny. Maybe it was time to do things differently. Do you think you could be my partner again next year?
Duncan couldn't believe his bunny ears.
Yes!
The townspeople started to cheer for Duncan, but he stopped them.
I didn't do it myself. Everyone helped. We all made Easter extra special.
Get it? Extra special, not extra, but extra. Hooray for Easter, they exclaimed, and so do we. Yay, it's almost Easter time. And that, our friends, is
the end.
Boink.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.